Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. B. Delosier here with a rundown of GGM Radio's brand new schedule. Boy, have we got some wonderful new programs with great new hosts. A little something for everyone. On Mondays at 11 a.m. Central, it's Messages of Light with Amanda Dowell for an hour of psychic chat and inspirational guests. Mondays at 7 p.m. Central, it's time for Primarily Paranormal with psychic Tina Marie. Share an hour with Tina and Bob Weber of Gulf Coast Paranormal. On the second and fourth Tuesday of every month at 8 p.m. Central, it's the Back to Brilliance Hour with Lynn Hoft and Vivian Hildebrand, an hour devoted to your spiritual growth. Wednesdays start at 11 a.m. Central with Maggie Holbeck and Crystal Clear Coaching, featuring motivational inspiration to get your life back on track. At 1 p.m. Central, join Claudia Cleary on Wednesdays with Namaste Nutrition for an hour of soothing chat all about good health, positivity, and spiritual balance. Thursdays, start your day at 9 a.m. Central with Nancy Murdoch and Mastering the Art of Joyfulness. Let Nancy and her special guests lift you out of that rut and get you back in your groove. At 8 p.m. Central, join Dr. Gregory Scott for the Light Giver Universal Healer Hour. Gregory offers spiritual education to further you along your path to enlightenment and empowerment. Fridays at 12 noon Central, it's Alive to Thrive with Brenda Fraser. Join Brenda for an hour of inspiration and motivation, featuring a lineup of today's most popular authors and guests. Friday night at 7 p.m. Central, enjoy an hour of psychic chat with spot-on reader Tasha Harris and the Angels Network. Saturdays begin at noon Central with B. Delosier, yours truly, and the Metaphysical Edge for psychic chat and interesting guests ranging from UFO research, paranormal experiencers, and all things metaphysical. At 2 p.m. Central on Saturday, it's Audrey Quinn and My Beauty Angel, an hour created just for you with tips and tricks on how to be the best you can be with what God has given you. Sunday is a day of service here on Greater Good Ministries Radio, each week featuring a different interfaith minister bringing joy, upliftment, and unfoldment for body, mind, and spirit. First Sunday of the month is Conversations Beyond the Edge with Dr. Gregory Scott. The second Sunday of the month is the Empowerment Hour with Reverend Barbara B. Delosier. Third Sunday of the month is the Light Givers International Sunday Service and Worldwide Source a Nation Celebration. The fourth Sunday of the month is In His Presence with Evangelist Patricia Benneman. Hope you will join us live for all of our Greater Good Ministries radio programs, but if you can't be with us in person, you can hear any of our programs on demand in archives at www.blogtalkradio.com/ggmradio. And remember, all of our programs now stream live from our home site, www.ggmradio.com. Wishing everyone warmest blessings, always in love, light, and sound. Music provided by...
So I'm a cat, and I just moved in with this new human, and she's got this little toy she's always playing with, all day long. Tap, 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 bloop, bloop. She can't put it down. There it is. Oh, and get this. She even talks to it. Last week, she asked it for Chinese, and guess what? Egg rolls showed up, like magic. Humans have cool toys.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
the bed feels warmer. Sleeping here alone. You know I dream in color and do the things I want. You think you got the best of me? Think you've had the last laugh? Bet you think that everything good is gone. Think you left me broken down? Think that I'll come running back? Baby, you don't know me 'cause you're dead wrong. What doesn't kill you makes you stronger. Stand a little taller.
Central, 2 p.m. Eastern Time. And it's time now for Namaste Nutrition with Claudia Cleary. Be happy, be healthy, be complete in body, mind, spirit. Claudia's advice is always uplifting and inspirational. Get joyfully motivated every week with Namaste Nutrition. And now, here's Claudia.
Good afternoon. This is Claudia Cleary. Welcome to all of my listeners to Namaste Nutrition. It is such a wonderful pleasure to have you here. I am sitting in a very comfortable chair in St. Louis. It is cloudy and somewhat rainy here today, but I did have a really nice yoga class with about 20 students this morning, and my students are awesome. They kick butt every single time I teach them. They really work very, very hard, which is always such a wonderful thing. So I think whatever it is that you are doing, as long as you're giving it your all and it's something that you enjoy, kudos to you. Have at it. Keep going. You can definitely do it. Couple of things to tell you. I have also been connecting with some remarkable people in St. Louis, which I think is kind of interesting. Mostly what I do is I work with people in order to help them customize nutrition based on their needs as a holistic nutritionist. But part of the work that I also do with shop.com involves cosmetics and skincare. And I have found a couple of absolutely amazing women who are really interested in the cosmetics and the skincare that I work with, too. So if anybody is having some challenges with making themselves up into looking really, really nice, or if you're having some skincare issues such as imperfections in your skin, please, please contact me. I have a feeling that I will be able to help you in ways that you did not expect, and I would be happy to be able to assist you. So you can contact me through Facebook, it's Claudia Cleary. Or you can also email me at claudia.cleary@yahoo.com. I would seriously love to hear from you. Just put in the subject line if you email me that that you heard me on my show, and I'll be happy to respond to you. I respond to all email requests. So on with the show today. I have an absolutely remarkable guest today. Her name is Angela Bushman. She hails from the beautiful state of Hawaii. I don't know exactly how Amanda Dowell does it. She's my intrepid producer, but she seems to find these remarkable women who live out in Hawaii, and it is just really amazing because a lot of the work that they do, it's not exactly the same, but there is some overlap to it. So, Angela, welcome to the show. It is such a pleasure to have you here.
Thank you, Claudia. Thank you for having me on. I'm happy to be here with you today.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Let's go back just a little bit, because I was reading over the information that was sent to me, and it sounds to me like you have had some very interesting experiences that led up to the writing of this book that you have. So if you could be kind enough to explain to my listening audience exactly what led up to what you have done and how you end up helping other people through the experiences that you've had, I would really be interested in hearing more about it.
Of course, yeah. It is quite a story. And I think one that many people can relate to, really, is just kind of your awakening and the process that we're all going through at some level, whether we really realize it or not. It kind of depends on where we are on the journey and how much we're fighting it. But I about midlife, you know, started questioning everything in my life. I was not happy. I was not living my purpose, my passion, and definitely not standing my power, that's for sure. And I was married at the time. I had been in a marriage for about almost 20 years. I had three amazing children and was loving being a wife and a mother. But I started realizing that there was a lot of me that I wasn't honoring. And as we know, when we're not on path, what happens so many times is we start to develop health issues or depression or, you know, all that stuff that goes along with not being true to who we are. And so as the journey continued, it ended up I started to find my way and to realize that I had a definite purpose to be here, to be a channel and to help others to learn to go through their awakening. So I had to do mine first. So that's really what the book is about all the crazy journey that I went on, and it ended up being around the world, actually, and through a divorce and a move and all the changes that happen when you're, you know, in it with three children along the way. And so it is quite a story.
Yeah, go ahead. Keep going. Keep telling about some of the experiences that you've had. This is a good bridge into it, because there's no doubt that a lot of people can relate to your experience. Just hitting that point where you've had what you think is the ideal life, the white picket fence, the dog in the yard, the kids, etc. Anybody would look at that and think, you know, that looks like the ideal situation. That looks like the ideal life. And obviously for you, it was like the shell of the ideal life, wasn't it?
Yeah, that's a great way to put it. And, you know, I guess I was following what, you know, society and culture says that we do, you know, and I did really put myself through school and, you know, had been in a faithful marriage and raised the children and done what I was supposed to do. And but there was a lot of me that I put away by the side of the road. And I'm actually right now working on the workbook to this book, as well as the audio course and prepping for my first workshop. And it's so exciting because what I'm going to be doing is talking about what I've, you know, first I wrote the book Soul's Journey Home, Returning to Love, as my memoir, because I wanted people to see it in action, okay, and, you know, tell about, you know, how I felt. And what is really cool about it is that, you know, it was about a 5 or 6 year process probably where I was in the midst of this total awakening and total revamping of my life. I mean, just 100% where, you know, like you said, it looked like the white picket fence and the perfect life, and all of a sudden I literally, you know, gave up everything and stepped outside of everything and left the marriage and sold my house, sold my home of 10 years, and gave them everything that was in it and literally had that 10x10 storage unit. And took off around the world because, you know, Spirit was guiding me to do so. And I had been studying a lot of metaphysics along the way. And through astrology, through numerology, through all these different things that I studied, it was interesting because every time I would hit one of them or become interested in one of them, I would find a piece of myself. And I would find a pattern that showed me who I was, what I was here to do. And it was just a confirmation, you know, it was Spirit constantly showing me, this is what you're here to do. Are you ready to show up? And it was really interesting because every time I would learn a new system, astrology or numerology or whatever, I mean, study so many different things, it was like I would think, okay, this is going to be my system. And Spirit told me, no, you know, you're going to take a piece of each one of these and you're going to combine it and you're going to make your new method. So it was like every time I kept looking for this platform, you know, to stand on, to hang on to, it wasn't there. So I had to keep venturing forward and be, you know, really brave. Because sometimes we just don't know, do we? I mean, we know we're not where we're supposed to be. We don't have all the answers, and it's like, are you brave enough to go with that piece of information that you have to step forward?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, Spirit kept telling me, you're going to go on to teach. You're going to teach around the world. And I was like, oh, I need a little more comfort than that. You know, I need a little more platform, and it just wasn't there. But I'm telling you, if you just keep taking those little tiny steps, one step at a time with that information that you're giving, if you're living in the now and you're showing up and you're listening, number one, because the universe is constantly giving you information, constantly mm-hmm. being there to support you and to prompt you on. So one piece at a time in that moment, you know, and then you take that next step. But this is the key that I'm really trying to teach right now. And that's why I wanted to get into all this workshop and the audio course, mm-hmm. because, you know, it's one thing if we get the information, but it's a whole other thing if we do something with that information. And I think that that's what we're starting to, figure out now with, you know, all that we've mm-hmm. learned about, you know, the secret and all that. You know, people mm-hmm. starting to understand it. They're starting to comprehend it a little bit. But the next step is, like, you got to do something with it, you mm-hmm. know. And so I say put your brave hat on. And, you know, I really say that, you know, Spirit told me for a long time, you're here to teach by example, because there's a true teacher can teach no other way. And so I guess I had to kind of
walk if you're going to, you got to walk the walk if you're going to be talking the talk. It's not
that's
enough.
Exactly
to sit there.
Right.
Yeah. It's like
that's
being
exactly
a parent,
right.
You know. If you're a parent and you say, do as I say, not as I do, how many kids are going to honestly listen to you? It's the same thing with anybody
right.
who teach. It's like, forget it. You had three children?
Yes.
Yeah, so, I mean, let's get real here. How well does that typically work with kids? It just doesn't. I mean, it's the same thing with people when they see somebody who is, you know, supposedly living a specific style of life. And I was having a very interesting dialogue with Perceptions with a woman this morning, and how perceived appearances aren't necessarily always what they seem, but integrity is something that comes forth if people are given a chance. And, you know, false rumors typically can be proven to be just that, they're false. But, you know, it's one of those things where going back to, you know, learning how that system works for you and walking it yourself before you ask other people to travel along that path with you, it makes total sense.
Yes.
So just out of curiosity, how much of what you learned from astrology, numerology, whatever systems it were, have you integrated into what you're currently doing?
Well, you know, it's funny because I'm a very, very creative person, obviously. You know, I love to write. I love to paint. Actually, I started painting and out of nowhere, and
mm-hmm.
it's just, you know, it's an amazing experience. But I'm also analytical. So it's
mm-hmm.
like I kept trying to say, okay, I wanted proof. You know, I wanted mm-hmm. to see it in proof of what my journey was to be. And that's kind of how I got into these systems. And I'll tell you, I write about it in my book. You know, the first time that I picked up a numerology book, because I was in the library with my son because he was going to Kumon. You know, we were there three times a week, and I'm picking up all these random
mm-hmm.
books, and I pick up this numerology sitting there in my chair, you know, at home reading this book. And it's like when I started doing my numbers and having this scientific information, and I create this map, and all of a sudden I start
mm-hmm.
reading and interpreting what these numbers are telling me, it was one of the most overwhelming experiences I think I will ever have in my entire life. And
mm-hmm.
I can remember that moment. I can be in that moment right now, you know, and
mm-hmm.
remember how that touched me. And I thought, oh, my God, it was like someone knew me better than the rest of the outside world knew me. It was like someone read
mm-hmm.
my soul. So I think it's beautiful, actually, that when I do work with clients now and as on one-on-one, and I help them, you know, realign with their life path, that's what I do, is I combine a little bit of astrology, a little bit of numerology, and I can go, bingo, here's your life blueprint. You know, so it's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
But that's your blueprint, and then you've got to work from there. So your
yeah.
question is, how much is I'm using it? I'm living it to the
every day,
every minute. You know, I
yeah.
am it. You know, it's authentic
mm-hmm.
living. And so that's why I think, you know, I just have this immense joy and presence of just this love and happiness, because I'm doing what I'm here to do, and I really feel that that's what our journey is about, is to reconnect to our unique purpose. And mine is pretty unique. You know, it's definitely not the norm. And, you know, so I had to be brave enough to go against all that norm. And, and yeah, but it's, I get to the point where it's like, I don't really, I'm not concerned about other people, what they're thinking of me or if they're happy with me. I got to be concerned first about, you know, making myself happy, and being authentic is the best way to do it. And
well,
so that's
there's
a good
quote that goes along with that. Yeah, there's a good quote that goes along with that. And I think people really need to understand this, because it would help us bring about more peace around the world. You know, ultimately, what you believe in is your belief system, and there's nothing inherently wrong with that. So basically, how you live your life and what my opinion is of you is really none of your business.
Yes. That's so easily said and so hard for so many
people. It's hard to do. But at the same time, once again, it goes into perceptions, you know. And I've had this discussion with a really good friend of mine, you know, and it's like, you know, what happens between two people behind closed doors, you know, is really between the two of them. Whether it's a house, whether it's a bedroom, and as long as they are both supposed to be, you know, and of course I'm not talking about a parent-child relationship, I'm talking about adult relationships, whether they end up sharing a house as housemates or whether they are in a committed relationship, whatever form that chooses to take based on what they decide to do, it's entirely up to them. And so your choices in life, yeah, they might not be the most conventional. It works for you.
That's right.
Viva la difference, you know. I mean, that's great. I think that, you know, too many people are swept up into this idea that they have to have the corporate job, they've got to have the flashy car, they've got to have the big house. And, you know, with our economy being the way that it is, you know, people are really having to reevaluate where their priorities are, what they need to do in order to make their lives work for them. And it's not always the same for each person. It's very different for everyone. You know, some people really like the idea of, like you do, of living an unconventional life and traveling. Great. You know? And
yeah,
so,
yeah,
you live an unconventional life and you travel. So what?
Right. And it's about, you know, I think that the whole universe is helping us with throwing us out of the ruts that we've become. You know, all the old paradigms, they're being broken down.
Yeah.
They're being broken down for a reason. And if I would have to say that there's three things that I really focus on, you know, when I'm going into my teaching and my coaching and all of that, and that I really stand for, it's about freedom. I mean, the first chapter of my book, you know, if you buy the book or get the book, it's just the first chapter, I've been told, you know, it's worth the price of the book alone because of the fact that there's a poem in there that I use in my coachings sometimes. And I have people read through it. And it's about 26 statements, and it's about freedom. I give myself freedom, too. And as you read the statement, you can have this internal check. You'll see where you get triggered, and then you'll see where you're not free. And the whole point of it is that's a great little tool to start into. And then why are you not free there? Okay, the only person keeping you locked in there is you, bottom line. You know, so it's a big thing that I teach is you know, the freedom thing and about taking your power back and also the uniqueness, how important that is. You know, you got to, you know, once you convince people that their uniqueness is their gift, I think that it kind of packages everything else, you know, a little bit in a little bit different way. And it's easier than to overcome, you know, the freedom issues and the boundary issues and the responsibility and all this old programming, you know, that we picked up somewhere along the line because someone's, I have this little quote that I say all the time, who made up this rule and why are we following it? You know, and I say that all the time along on my journey. You know, I kept saying that to myself as a question, you know, kind of questioning everything as I went along. You know, who made up this rule and why are we following it? Why am I following it?
Right.
If it doesn't apply to me anymore, okay, let it
go. Well, I mean, you know, I mean, I don't want to step on anybody's political toes when I say this, but I have a sister who is, who lives in Florida, and she's in a very, very monogamous, committed relationship with another woman. And I really, really feel in my heart that it would be in her best interest to have the same rights as anybody else who is in a heterosexual relationship in terms of the rights when they get married. And it's interesting because a lot of people don't understand this, but the conversations that I've had with her are that she's concerned mainly about legal ramifications for their children. They're biologically my sisters. But what happens if her partner is in the hospital and they're not legally married? It's been seen before that hospital staff will keep heterosexual or homosexual couples apart if one is sick. And luckily that's changing, luckily. But the point that I'm trying to make is it goes back to what she said about who made this rule and why do we have to follow it, you know? It's about breaking down some of the old paradigms and looking at the situation and saying, okay, how humanitarian is this really in the grand scheme of things? This is what the sick person wants. Whose job is it to define whether it's the hospital staff's decision whether that person chooses to come up and visit or if it's somebody or if it's their decision? You know, the patient should have the choice, you know, no matter who it is, especially if maybe it's a really close personal friend, you know. Ultimately, it's a decision that has to be made by the people, by the family of the people, if they're close, or by the people who they designate as, you know, their you know, tribe or their family, whatever way you want to call it. So, you know, it's right. The choices that people make can be challenging, but at the same time, you've got to go deeper and ask why. Why are these rules where they are? And do they make any sense today? You know, whether it's for adults or whether it's for, you know, how we end up raising kids or how we end up ultimately doing that. So what is the title of your book so people can hear something about it?
The title of the book that is already out is A Soul's mm-hmm. Journey Home, A Soul's mm-hmm. Journey Home, Returning to Love. And it is my memoir. So it's a memoir, but it's actually kind of a guided information as well, and you kind of come along with me on the journey. So mm-hmm. I'm very much open with all of the emotions and some examples, you know, that happen when you're in the midst of this awakening and when you're not on path and when you have to put on your brave hat, as I say, and make some changes, and then how the rest of the universe, you know, responds to that, the rest of your circles. And actually, I'm working right now on the audio course to go along with that, and I'm really excited because it's going to be an extension of the book where you actually have an outline of questions to be asking yourself that are going to prompt some really deep shifts. And so I'm kind of leading you through this workshop, audio course, workbook that I'm creating right now through the exact process that I went through. And so I'm really happy to have written the memoir first because people can see it. And people, you know, they see me. And it's funny because you teach by example. They see your energy. They see how you live your lifestyle. They sit there with this befuddled look on their face just like, but how do you do that? So, and that's the question I keep getting, you know. So that's why I've gone on, and I knew for many years, you know, that I would go on to teach, you know, my own program and my own way and my own words. But I had to walk it first, and I had to figure it out because, you know, I've done it. So now you can say, okay, this is how I did it, and that's what people are asking for right now. So I'm really, really excited because actually now I've started actually a radio show as well.
Oh, great.
Yes. Yeah, that's new since I've talked to you last time. So
yes.
I am really, really enjoying it. It is on Voice America. It is on Thursdays mm-hmm. at 3 o'clock Pacific time. The name of the show is Shine Your Light with Angela Bushman on Voice America.
Wonderful.
Yeah, you can go to my website, www.angelabushman.com, and find out all my information there. And I'll tell you, it's just, it was funny because as I was writing this curriculum, I thought I was done writing the curriculum. I had all the chapters outlined, and I was getting ready to write the book. And, you know, Spirit came to me and said, no, there's one more chapter. I said, really, what is it? And it was like, how to live with abundance. And I said, great chapter, right? Because I'm doing it right now, and it can get a little tricky. And so as
yeah.
I'm starting to write the book, A Soul's Journey Home, just came out in November.
Mm-hmm.
So happy to have it out, and then just immediately went into, you know, wanting to write the workbook because people were already asking, you know, we want more. Tell us how we do this. We want you to help us, you know, with the steps of going through this. So as I started to write the workbook, then I, you know, got some calls from some radio shows, actually, and ended up going with Voice America, and so excited because what I'm actually doing right now is producing the shows as the audio work. And so if you listen as I go along right now, I'm actually just tomorrow going to be on the fourth class, Reclaiming Your Power. And we're going to talk about, you know, how we've given our power away and how you can step back into that power, learn to value yourself, listen to your voice, and claim your power. So the first three classes I've already gone through on the show, and they are now up on my website, available as audio downloads. And
okay,
there will be 11 total. Yeah, so
wonderful.
I'm so excited. And the last one's going to be when we get there, when everybody gets there, and I hope everybody who follows along gets there, is how to live with abundance, because I'll tell you, that's where this course will take you.
Abundance is, and prosperity is something that is big, and a lot of people are very confused about it and how to generate more of it in their life. And it's interesting. It's a shifting in how you think about a lot of different things. Right now, we have some people who are calling into the program. I'd like very much to get to them in just a moment. But, Angela, if you would be kind enough to give your website to people, we're going to go to a short break, and then we're going to be back. We're going to take some calls. If anybody would like to call in who is listening and is interested in talking to Angela or asking a question of either of the two of us, you're welcome to call in at 347-237-5339. That's 347-237-5339. Please be sure once you are in the system to hit 1, and then you'll be in the queue in order to come on and ask a question. So, Angela, if you would be kind enough just to hold on for just a moment. Let people know your website. We're going to take a short break. We'll be right back.
Yes, it's www.angelabushman.com, and you can find all of my information there.
That sounds great. We will be back in just a moment. Once again, that's 347-237-5339. Hit 1 when you're into the system, and we will be back momentarily.
Let me try.
Okay, just remember what I showed you.
Yep, there was a bunny who had one big ear and another big ear. They looped-a-looped, made a bow, and the bunny hopped away. I did it!
Oh, good job, kiddo. Now let's tie your other shoe.
The smallest moments can have the biggest impact on a child's life. Take time to be a dad today. Learn more at 1-877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
So I'm a cat, and I just moved in with this new human, and she's got this little toy she's always playing with. All day long. Tap, 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 bloop, bloop. She can't put it down. There it is. Oh, and get this. She even talks to it. Last week, she asked it for Chinese. And guess what? Egg rolls showed up. Like magic. Humans have cool toys.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
We're open for business. The Greater Good Ministries Book and Gift Shop is now open for business, featuring metaphysical and uplifting books from your favorite authors, such as Doreen Virtue, Wayne Dyer, Michael Edward Owens. We've added handcrafted one-of-a-kind jewelry, pendants, earrings, and bracelets, and now have an exclusive selection of crystals, rocks, and stones for your metaphysical toolbox. Take a look at our hand-dug Arkansas crystals, imported Brazilian crystals, Tibetan crystals, and Reiki healing stones. All of our rocks, crystals, and stones have been Reiki-infused, blessed, and cleared, ready for use. You can reserve your copy of Crystal Healing 2012 and Beyond, Reverend B's new book, A Comprehensive Guide of Rocks, Crystals, and Stones for the New Age. Visit ggmradio.com. and click Bookshop in the menu bar. That's ggmradio.com.
Done. So I have friends
You're listening to Greater Good Ministries Radio and Namaste Nutrition with Claudia Cleary. And now, back to the program.
Welcome back to Namaste Nutrition. This is Claudia Cleary. My guest today is Angela Bushman. I would like to apologize for those of you who stuck with us. Apparently, there are some technical glitches that are weather-based where Amanda is. So under the circumstances, we were not able to keep a clear line open. Angela, are you still there?
I am.
I am so glad that you are. It wasn't exactly something we planned on having happen.
No worries, it happens.
Yeah, it does. You know, one of the things that I do love about Blog Talk Radio is the incredible availability that we have for allowing people to call in from all over the globe. But one of the downsides is that the technical glitches do seem to happen a little bit more frequently and a little bit less predictably.
Yes.
Yeah. Anyway, so I think that we had a caller earlier. I'm hoping that this caller is still online and waiting for us with bated breath. It is area code 718. Amanda, is this person still there?
Hello, world.
Hi.
Hey, it's Joe.
Hi, Joe. What can we do for you? You're on the air with...
I'm a little nervous right now, but, you know... it's all good because I am making a huge change of my life right now.
Okay.
I'm actually in the process of going to a dinner visit for the apartment that I was looking into. The last job that I had, the dinner visit, the last job that I had was doing a program called Independent Living for High-Functioning People. And so when you sent in the application and everything gets processed, they do a dinner visit and then another dinner visit, and then you spend the night in the apartment to see if you fit in. So I'm a little bit nervous about that. But the reason why I'm calling you is when you mentioned take back your own power, that is the second most important thing that you can do, because in today's day and age, everybody is taking energy, or you're just giving out energy. So the way I take back my own power is either through meditation and ground and protect, or you can self-evaluate your thought patterns, your deep emotions, particularly the negative emotions. A lot of times you put up so many walls because of these negative emotions that in order to tear down the walls, you have to evaluate them and let go. You can work with Archangel Michael to protect and take back your power. You can work with Archangel Metatron to also take back your own power. So that's what I had to say.
Yeah, right. A lot of ways. You know, there's a lot of ways that we give away our power. And that's really what I kind of focus on, is how to take back your voice, how to understand where you have, you know, first, because I think the first part of it is we don't even realize so many times where we've given away our power. Because, you know, simply we're just kind of become, you know, so automated in our lifestyle that we don't realize we're spending so much of our day just doing routine work that isn't fulfilling to us. And so why are we doing that? So you're right, it's like taking a little bit of a step back. And in my first course, 1, 2, and 3, we talk a lot about that, you know, about stepping back and becoming the observer. And so I kind of really focus that on that in my beginning of my course, because it's a tool that you need to start developing then to apply to all these deeper parts that we're going to go through, all these different ways, you know, to find those fears, overcome the fears, take your power back.
Right,
the first important part is just to become that observer, that unbiased, unconditional, loving observer of your patterns. And I think as you start to do that, you start to realize how much that you're doing, not really for you, something that you want to do, but for some reason, just because you've gotten it so ingrained in you that you're doing it. And at that point, you know, you're kind of giving your power away and you kind of become numb. You know, so that's really kind of where I focus on being that observer of just your habits and then we get into why, you know, why are we doing that? And is it fulfilling to you? Okay, well, let's go, you know, once you start to get back into that power, I talk about this in the first couple courses, how, oh my goodness, you start to align with that energy that just about blows you off the chart, because once you start aligning with more your truth and living your purpose. And I'm not talking like in big ways. I'm talking like even in moment-to-moment ways. You know, it doesn't have to be this huge thing. It's a moment-by-moment thing of staying in that truth and understanding that, you know, to be in that moment and to be true to your intuition, to your desires in that moment. And that is really, you know, so much having to do with take your power back.
Right. And, you know, another thing is when you get into a relationship, sometimes you're giving your power to your partner without even realizing it. I know I've had that happen to me, my last relationship, where she created environment based on drama to a point where she would call me about like 27 times a day just reporting that she was either upset or arguing or whatnot, to a point where I had to not fully detach. And now I'm in the process of recovering and taking back my power. But even the simple things like relationships, walking on the street, dealing with entities, dealing with just about anything.
You're talking about healthy borders and boundaries, right? And that's really important.
That's why grounding and protection, spiritual protection, is important. Also, letting go is also really important. And writing forgiveness letters can help you. Adele, you can work with crystals to gain back your power. I know high power crystals would be tiger's eye and amethyst and jade. So those are different things you can work with.
Right. There are a lot of tools out there. There definitely are.
To help
you recenter. But in the end, it has to be your conscious decision, you know, to create healthy borders and boundaries. And it's interesting because we always, you know, so much of us, we talk about relationships so much, don't we? And they're so important because they're such an amazing teacher and a feedback. And they really give us the opportunity, you know, to help us stand in that power. They give us that experience. And it's so funny because everybody wants to talk about relationship. And actually, my next book is actually going to be about relationships. But I tell everybody, we got to go through this first course first because, you know, it's about, we want a healthy relationship, right? And actually, once you get through this first course of mine and we do all this inner work, you know, you're going to be this happy, healthy, and whole person. That relationships is going to come right into you because you created a happy, healthy, and whole. You know, you've worked on yourself first, and you're only going to draw to you what you need to draw to you for that lesson until you get it, okay? Mm-hmm. So you got your lesson with this last relationship, and then you were able to let it go. But here's the thing. You will be tested again. You'll keep getting that lesson back again and again until until you can prove, no, I got this lesson, you know, and then you won't see that lesson happen again because you've got that lesson. So that's the beauty of the universe. They're going to keep, you know, bringing you all these external things that you can see in this external world because it's only a reflection of what's going on internally. And that's so much about taking your power back. You know, we have the power because everything outside of us is just a reflection of our internal makeup. And so it's just showing us, you know, where we're not balanced internally and where we have pain still, where we have hurt, what we have to forgive, you know, that healing, the outside world is showing us what we need to do internally. So it's a beautiful gift, you know, and becoming that observer, as I said, is one of the best tools, truly, that you can start to utilize the lessons of life at a whole different level than you have ever done before.
Right.
I would encourage you, to take a listen to my first audio courses and then continue to follow along as I do them because
definitely.
I think that, I think that you would really enjoy it. You already know so much of this information and just, you know, doing a few of these tools really can just catapult you, you know, and
right.
it just you're open and you're receiving right now, which is beautiful.
The beautiful thing about spirituality is I started when I was 14 years old. And I'm 24 now, and I have learned so much. In fact, there's a book called Practical Protection Magic. And in the book, I highly recommend this book because there's a whole entire chapter of taking back your power. So that's one thing. And never give up. Never give up.
That's right. There you go. We just keep working on it, don't we? So good for you. Well, thank you for calling in today. It was a pleasure to talk to you, Joe.
No problem.
Best wishes to
you. Thank you so much for calling in, Joe. I really appreciate it.
You're welcome.
All right.
caller who just came in, 832, you are on the air with Claudia and with Angela. Welcome to the program. Hello? Hello? Angela, are you there?
I'm here.
Oh, good. I'm so glad that you are, at least.
Amanda, is our caller there?
Yeah, Amanda, what's going on? Who's our caller and where is this person? No caller. Okay, so we don't have a caller, actually. This person has decided to play shy, which is just fine.
yeah, don't be afraid. Don't be afraid to call in. This is,
I mean, that's something that I really...
If you're shy, this is a good way to practice.
Yeah, absolutely. I would totally agree with that, because talking to us on the air is a pretty innocent and safe place to talk.
Yes.
You can't say the wrong thing on my program, and I welcome people with differing points of view. As long as everyone's respectful, it's really not that big of a deal. But, you know, going back to reclaiming power, which I think is so critically important, too often I think that people end up giving up their power as a way of trying to keep the peace, in a way of trying to grease, harmonious relationships. And ultimately what happens is over time they get so acclimated to doing that that if they end up continuously giving away their power, they end up realizing that they have less and less and less of a voice. And it does not serve anyone's purpose if they end up doing that over many, many times. But we are closing up on the end of the hour. And Angela, I just would like to say thank you so much for joining us and ask if there is anything new since you were here last on my show with me that you wanted to discuss. Love to hear about it.
Well, I do. Actually, so many exciting things. It's crazy.
Go ahead.
Yeah, abundance is happening. My art website just went live, so you can go check that out.
Wow.
If you go to go to www.angelabushman.com, and you can link into now my my art website, which is going to be actually the reproduction art site, reproduction site of the art. Originals for sale, of course, waters, colors, and acrylics, and they are extremely high energy, chakra, painted with the colors of chakras, energy clearing, and people have been asking for the smaller versions, so I'm so excited to be able to give that to a whole, new market in a very easy way, so you can go find the art there. I've just announced that I will be having my first workshop November 2nd and 3rd of this year in Scottsdale, Arizona. And there's going to be some great incentive to sign up early for that. It is going to be a smaller workshop so that we're keeping it, more intimate and some deeper work, two-day workshop, which is going to be going over this whole audio course that I am in the process of creating right now. And, of course, if you want to join into the audio course for free, as I'm recording it through the radio show on Shine Your Light with Angela Bushman on Voice America, please join me there. I'm going to be doing class 4 tomorrow, and class 1, 2, and 3 are now up on my website, if you haven't caught those already, for sale there for download.
Oh, wonderful. Yeah, you do have a lot of things going on. I'm looking at your artwork right now. You have some very beautiful pieces that you have done
here.
Thank you. I love the colors. The watercolors are just lovely. For those people who are just tuning in or who are needing the information, again, you can go to angelabushman.com. And find all the information out about Angela and contact her through her site if you have any questions. Your contact information is on here. And it sounds like things are just starting to sort of crest this wave for you. And wait till it starts to crash, Angela. I have a sneaking suspicion it's going to be quite a ride.
It is, and I'm ready for the ride. I'm not afraid, Claudia.
I'm sure you're not. I totally wish you all the best that life has to offer you with everything that you've chosen to do. And I think that, we need more and more light workers like you out there helping to shift the people's consciousness so that they can end up maximizing who they are and what they're choosing to do with their life. And I would like very much to keep in touch and have you back on the show, maybe at some point in the future, just to sort of see how your first workshops have, manifested and the feedback that you've received and what has been the result of them and other thoughts like that, too. So will you please promise to keep in touch with me?
Absolutely. You're beautiful, and I appreciate, all the work that you do and for having me on today. So blessings to you.
Blessings to you too. Namaste. And to all of my listeners, please come back here and be with us next Wednesday afternoon at 1 o'clock Central Time. And we look very much forward to hearing from you too. So please don't be shy when you come back in and check out the show. And if you're listening, consider coming in and asking questions of my guests. I really encourage that because interactions end up stimulating some really great discussions. And it's a pleasure having all of you here with me today. So have a marvelous week. I look forward to hearing you back on the air next week. And Angela, I'm going to check out your radio program too.
Oh, wonderful. Thank you.
Thank you. To all my listeners, to my guests, to Amanda Dowell, namaste.
Aloha, everyone.
All the colors of the rainbow, all the voices of the wind, every dream that reaches out to find the love begins. Every word of every story, every star in every sky, every corner of creation lives to testify. For as long as I shall live, I will justify the love, I'll be a witness in the silence. There's a word not enough. With every breath I take, we'll give thanks to God above. For as long as I shall live, I will testify. Yeah.